Hey, Marcus, what was your reaction with getting drafted by the Patriots?
It was a blessing, you know. Me and my family were pretty ecstatic, you know, after all that we've figured out in the last couple of weeks, you know. It's just a blessing to have this opportunity to play in the NFL.
You mentioned the last couple of weeks. Can you take us through what it has been like? I imagine it's been quite an emotional roller coaster for you and your family.
We first figured out that, you know, I had lymphoma, and, you know, my parents came down here, and, it really hasn't been as emotional as you expect, God's kept us pretty settled, you know, kept us pretty patient, you know, so everything's been taken care of.
What tipped you off that you first might be suffering from something, or did it just come up in normal physical exams?
At first, it just came in they sent an exam at the combine, you know, and then one of the teams that ordered a biopsy, and the biopsy confirmed that something was wrong.
Did they ask you before they had the biopsy done? Did they say, "Hey, Marcus, we're actually going to do a biopsy on this"?
Yeah, they did.
What was your reaction when you heard that? I imagine at your age and being the athlete you are, you must have been stunned.
You know, I had a biopsy done before in 2006, so, you know, I was okay with having it, you know. Anything to show that I was going to be okay, or to find out what was wrong with me, you know, I was ready to do.
Marcus, where do you go from here with your medical situation?
I listen to whatever the doctors tell me to do, you know. I've started treatment, you know, just listen to them, and, that's the end of, you know, just do what they say, go to my treatment, that's all I could do.
When did you start the treatment? When?
Excuse me?
When did you start the treatment?
I started a few days ago.
Was it just this past Thursday?
Huh?
Was it just this past Thursday?
Yes, Thursday.
And how many more treatments do they say you'll need?
I'm just happy that, you know, I got picked up today by the Patriots, you know. I'm just happy, you know, to be with my family, you know. We're just, you know, we're going to go to take this day by day, you know.
Is it disappointing or difficult? I mean, this is a culminating accomplishment of the amateur portion of your professional career. Is it hard to have, now you're on a conference call and you have to talk about all this medical stuff. Is that disappointing or difficult for you? And we're sorry if we have to do it, but...
It's not disappointing, you know. This is something that I have to go through, you know. God wouldn't put this on my plate if something I couldn't have handled, you know. I knew this was going to happen, you know. I was going to have to talk about this the whole time, but, you know, that's what y'all want to know. Yeah, that's okay, you know. Me and my family are here celebrating. You know, we can care less about the other part, you know. Right now, we're just real happy that I'm going to be in the NFL.
Marcus, how did you sort of emotionally prepare for this week? Because at some point, it looked like you would go maybe like in the second round, you know, second day or even higher, and now it's the, what is it, fifth round or whatever it is. Did you know that your stock would slip a little bit? Did you have an idea that it would take to the third day?
I knew my stock was going to slip a little bit, me and my family just had faith, you know, and we knew that God's favor would show, you know, that I'd get picked up somewhere. You know, we're just sitting, waiting patiently for the call, you know, and then we finally got it.
Let's talk about football a little bit. You're larger than the guards that the Patriots have on the roster. Can you tell us your attributes and what you think you can bring to the offensive line here?
I think I bring, you know, a big frame that moves as fast as everybody else or faster, you know, a lot of power, you know, just I bring a good personality to the team.
Have you ever played at guard before?
No, I haven't.
Was that part of the pre-draft process? Did certain teams tell you that you were a better fit at guard and others thought you were a tackle, or are you set to move to guard? How was that kind of gone for you?
Every team had me at a different position, you know. Half the teams had me at guard, half of them had me at tackle. You know, I really didn't care where they put me, you know. I'll play at either one of them. But, you know, playing guard, you know, it's going to be an awesome opportunity for me.
Is that where the Patriots had worked you out then, guard?
No, that's, you know, you had said guard, so that's, I was just commenting off what you said.
Okay, sorry.
Did you work out with the Patriots?
Yes, I did have a pre-draft workout with them.
Was that with Coach Scarnecchia?
You know, I've had so many workouts, I really can't remember back way back then.
You know, I was reading before, is it right that you were a power lifter in high school? And if that is true, you got any stats for us?
Yes, I did powerlift in high school. Stats-wise, I don't really know. You know, I got a couple of heavy lifts in the weight room. You know, I do pretty good for my size.
How are you feeling today, health-wise? I mean, you're a little washed out?
Oh no, I feel awesome. You know, God bless me. You know, I haven't had any of the symptoms of my treatment that I'm supposed to have. You know, everything's been feeling good.
Do you think you can be ready for the start of the season? Is there any chance? Are they giving you any indication?
Well, you know, if everything shows up right, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, hopefully that would be awesome, but. You know, I'm just taking my treatment day by day, and, you know, whenever I'm done with my treatment is when I get to go play football.
Do you know when you're supposed to be done with the treatment?
I do not know.
What are some of your hobbies, just so we can tell people something about you other than that you have a health issue you're dealing with right now?
I like to hunt. You know, I like to fish.
You have a lot of new teammates who are also hunters.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be funny having you got 6'8 Nate Solder, you got 6'5, 358 pound you, and you got 6'7 Ryan Mallett walking out of a blind together. You guys are going to catch a lot.
Yeah, I think we can catch something, though.
Marcus, what was it like playing high school football in Odessa?
The atmosphere in Odessa is awesome, you know. Odessa's a big football town, you know. Everybody there loves anybody who plays football, you know. It's just awesome playing there. It really got me ready for college, you know, playing in Odessa. It was pretty fun.
All right.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck
with
everything. Oh, thank you.
All right.